This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So today, you know, for personal power, we're looking at the patterns passed down in our families. At some point, many of us actually decide that this is where it changes. It ends here, right? Whether it's raising children differently or building healthier relationships, it takes real awareness and courage. So today we're talking about breaking generational patterns and what it takes to build a different future for yourself and your family.
We're talking to CEO of Wealthy Money and author of What's Your Money Personality, Vangile Magwagwa, who's joining us on the line. Vangile, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you guys doing?
We are good. You know, Vangile, many people only realize family patterns later in life. Like when they reflect, they're like, okay. So what are some of the signs that you might be repeating cycles from your upbringing?
Well, the first sign is that almost everyone in the family has similar outcomes in different aspects of their life. So finances, relationships, those kinds of areas, right? So, and maybe even health, so weight, all those things. So one of the things that you start to notice is even when you are making changes in your life, my focus is on money, so I'm going to use money as an example, right? But maybe it doesn't matter how hard you work, how many degrees you get, how much money you earn. You just don't seem to be able to break out of the same patterns as your family. You don't seem to have been able to go further than your parents have gone for example, than some of your aunts and your cousins. Doesn't matter how much you're making, how much you earn, how hard you try, how deeply you save. That means that you're just stuck in the survival loop. And most families tend to have the same patterns because most families have been exposed to the same epigenetic factors, you know?
Vangile, you know, a lot of us went as far as making promises to ourselves, you know, that we would actually do things differently. But these promises aren't, you know, coming to fruition. Why is it so difficult?
Well, I think a lot of promises require willpower, right? And you're using the mind. But a lot of our behavioral patterns are driven not just by the subconscious mind, which a lot of people have now been taught that if you affirm, you do a lot of subconscious programming, then you can change the mind. But that's actually not the full truth. A lot of our patterns, behavioral patterns, are hardwired into the nervous system. So usually your nervous system is in protection mode. As a human being, the only job that your nervous system has isn't to get you to have a soft life, to have the best life, but it's to get you to survive. So what nervous systems do is they learn from previous generations what has helped your family survive. So if being in debt is how your family has survived for generations, that's what your nervous system has learned, that debt is our survival mechanism. It's what keeps us alive. And your nervous system is primed to literally communicate with the subconscious mind, to then tell your mind, whatever happens, if you are no longer in debt, then the nervous system registers unsafety to the subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is unable to override that feeling of unsafety, which means lack of survival. So a lot of our patterns are survival patterns, and they are hardwired into the nervous system. So the work that needs to be done is to reteach the nervous system how to feel safe with a different reality. And of course, that's not work that's going to happen in a day, as you can hear from this, because you're carrying centuries of the same pattern over and over again. And some of these patterns didn't come from even this lifetime. They are patterns that are passed down through birth, through the bloodline. The nervous system has learned this. You learned this in the womb with your mother carrying you. And now you have to just continue to break the pattern. So the best thing you want to do is do the work so that you can regulate your nervous system when these old behavioral patterns come up, And then you can interrupt the patterns and observe them whenever these survival patterns are showing up in the nervous system. And that requires you to actually be in your body, go into your body, and have the tools to be able to sit with the discomfort. And sometimes the discomfort feels almost unbearable. But once you have the tools and you know how to breathe through it, maybe do some EFT tapping, really observe it, it becomes easier and easier over time to break the pattern until eventually you're able to change behavior automatically. You no longer have to do that because the nervous system has now learned to feel safe with a new pattern.
Bangile, for those that want to get in touch with you to follow up with this conversation, just quickly on social media, how do they get hold of you?
You can search for my name, Vangile Makwakwa, on all the major platforms.
There we go. Vangile Makwakwa, CEO of Wealthy Money and author of What's Your Money Personality. Thank you so much, Vangile. Thank you for your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.